Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 7th, 2015, 70-year-old Gail Zappa, wife of Frank Zappa, passes away after a long battle with cancer. Since his passing in 1993, Gail put out dozens of posthumous albums by Frank and carefully licensed his image where she deemed appropriate. On this day in 2009, Monkees vocalist Davy Jones rules out ever returning to the Monkees after launching a scathing attack on each of his old pals in the National Enquirer. It's not a case of dollars and cents. It's a case of satisfying yourself. I don't have anything to prove. The Monkees proved it for me. A year later, Jones would announce plans to rejoin the group. On this day in 1995, Alanis Morissette becomes the first Canadian female artist to top the Billboard album chart with Jagged Little Pill, reaching number one. The CD will become a platinum-selling disc nine times over. On this day in 1978, the Rolling Stones perform Beast of Burden on Saturday Night Live, propelling it to its peak position of number eight on the Hot 100 a month later. By the way, do you have a copy of the 45 with its picture sleeve? It's worth up to $3,000 today on the collector's market. On this day in 1971, Michael Jackson's first solo single, Got to Be There, is released by Motown Records. The song would reach number four on the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1967, Cass Elliot of the Mamas and Papas spends the night in a London jail after a dispute over her hotel bill. The charges would be dropped the next day. However, a TV and concert appearance had to be canceled. And on this day, October 7th, 1958, a female performer sings a song on the Ed Sullivan Show about the biggest toy craze of the day. 25 million were sold in less than 4 months, and 2 years' sales would reach more than 100 million units. Although many believe the toy was first popularized in the 1950s, references to it have been found as early as 500 B.C. Who's the singer? What's the toy? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 7th, 1958, a female performer sings a song on the Ed Sullivan Show about the biggest toy craze of the day. 25 million were sold in less than 4 months, and in 2 years, sales would reach 100 million units. Although many believe the toy was first popularized in the 1950s, references to it have been found from as early as 500 B.C. Here's Georgia Gibbs and the Hula Hoop song.
Hula, hula.